from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill says she'll declare a state of emergency to freeze utility costs as soon as she takes office in January. Her comments follow a meeting she had yesterday with Governor Phil Murphy the day after her victory in Tuesday's election. However, Republican Senator Latham Tyver says a freeze is not good enough.
I don't think freezing rates at an all-time high is a good idea. I think we need to find better ways to produce electricity to help with the supply and demand to bring those energy costs down.
Another suggestion, Tyver and Senator Joe Panaccio have introduced a bill to suspend sales taxes and the societal benefits charge for all of 2026. According to the bill, that could save each household between $350 and $500 on its electric and gas bills. Meantime, Sherrill says she also plans to push back on Donald Trump over his tariffs and to restart the Gateway Tunnel project. Other priorities Sherrill listed during a news conference yesterday include an online safety agenda for children, expansion of first-time homebuyers' credits, and driving down drug costs. United Airlines will refund customers who now don't want to fly because of impending federal flight restrictions. The FAA is cutting 10% of flights in U.S. airspace starting tomorrow morning due to air traffic controller staffing issues during the ongoing federal government shutdown. CEO Scott Kirby says any customer is eligible for a refund even if their flight is not impacted. New Jersey News brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For just $99, they'll inspect your plumbing for leaks, gas line safety, water heater, and more. That's peace of mind. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com today. The newly elected Democratic governors of New Jersey and Virginia are both making history, but that's not all they have in common.
Former Representative Abigail Spanberger will serve as Virginia's first female governor when she takes office in January, while Representative Mikey Sherrill will become the first Democratic female governor of New Jersey when she's sworn in. It turns out the two were roommates sharing an apartment in Washington when they served in Congress together, and Spanberger is a New Jersey native, born and partially raised in Red Bank. Meanwhile, Sherrill was born in Alexandria, Virginia, before moving around the East Coast and then graduating from high school in Reston, Virginia. Kristen Marks, New Jersey 101.5 News.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will we warm up for the weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There will be a chilly breeze through the rest of this afternoon with a partly to mostly sunny sky. Highs will be in the mid-50s, then pretty chilly tonight as it will turn out partly cloudy. Lows will be in the 30s. Could even be some patches of frost in some areas into early tomorrow. It's going to be breezy tomorrow with more clouds and sunshine, a high close to 60. We will have some showers around tomorrow night as the clouds move in. Of lows near 50, but by the time we get to Saturday, it dries back out. We'll see a return to some sunshine. Should be a very nice start to the weekend for early November. Highs in the mid-60s and rather cloudy on Sunday. We do expect some rain to move through. Sunday's high will be close to 60. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Flemington 53, Freehold 54, Pennsville 55. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather is brought to you by the Flemington Department Store. Top name furniture, free furniture delivery, and Flemington Department Store is paying your sales tax on most furniture. Plus, amazing savings on select Sealy mattresses. Don't miss this sale. Flemington Department Store. It's worth the trip.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.